has been rejected and the trial is due to recommence on the 14th of July.
Now, given what you have been through and what you're going through, it's hard maybe to take, you know, any lift from this, but have you been able to, given the fact you were so worried at what might have happened if bail had been granted?
Oh, I was worried. I was worried more so because I had a feeling he could have gone, and I don't know how I would have coped if he had done this to some other family.
So it's relief that you're feeling?
Oh, relief. But I'm also emotionally drained as well.
Does this encourage you in another way, in that it maybe it shows how serious the judiciary in India are taking this crime?
Yeah, well, it gives me some positivity because I was reading newspapers for the last few weeks and it was showing people were getting out for serious crimes on bail due to no trials. But now that I haven't given the trial date, he can't, as far as I'm aware, reapply now for bail.
But this emotional roller coaster continues, Andrea. You can't have a moment to even digest this information because now you have to prepare yourself for the trial on July 14th. If it's not deferred, that's just 2 weeks away.
Yeah, and you're wondering then, is the trial going to be better than it was in the past? Because, as you're aware, in the past it was only on like maybe once, twice a month for 30 minutes. Like, I need the trial to be on at least 3-4 times a week. I need it over.
Everything is on hold for you, I can imagine, Andrea, until this is put to bed.
Yeah, I just need the whole thing over. It's so exhausting, and she deserves some kind of justice.
How, remind us, how are you able to, if at all, actually follow and access the trial? Andrea, can you watch it, or are you having to wait for updates from your legal team?
I've asked, hey, could I get the video recording, and it was refused by the courts. So I have to wait on the authority updating me then what's happening, and he gets it from Vikram Verma and go both lawyers that I have hired.
Now, I know you have trust in them, but you're hearing this third hand. Perhaps it would be filtered. Maybe that's not a bad thing, but I think your preference would be for you to actually have access to the trial surrounding the brutal murder of your daughter.
I'd love to do it, yeah.
Even if they had some arrangement with the Gardaí, you know, maybe they're afraid the link being shared all over the place. Even if you sat in a room in a Garda station or a government building so they can be guaranteed only you had access to it, there has to be a way around being able to...
I was asked, could I do it in the courthouse?
Yeah.
I was told no. I was asking that because I knew that they would have been frightened of it. But I was told no, I couldn't do that.